President and CEO of Memory Bank, Ron Samford, joins us here for our weekly visit on WWL. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Good afternoon.
All right, so let's talk about what hopes you might have for the new president and for Americans under the new president, whether it's with COVID or whatever.
Well, it looks like he's the Biden administration, with the support of his Secretary for Treasury nominee, Ms. Yellen, is swinging for the fences right out of the chute on this proposal for a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan, which they're urging quick action on. So there's a lot of things in there, and the objective is to stimulate the economy. So we'll see how we do with that.
One of the problems with so much of what this country does lies in the concept of we just spend more money even though we're in debt. It's kind of like you have a limit on your credit card, but you find a way, or you're given permission to go beyond your limit, and you make the decision to go beyond your limit because it's for the best thing to do for your family.
Sure. We set budgets and break them all the time. That's human nature.
Well, I don't. I mean, I can't. I might. There's certain things I can break, but you know, yeah. I mean, I'll spend a little more on something than I should have. I understand that, but
yeah. Well, Ms. Yellen, as a former chairman of the Federal Reserve, is certainly well schooled in how the economy works and what gets it going, and so. And she's always been a big spender, you know, believed in the concept of government support propping up the economy. So and there's a lot of stuff in there, a lot of stuff to fight the COVID. There's, you know, mass vaccination centers and mobile units to get out in rural areas and help vaccinate people. There's $130 billion to help us reopen the schools by springtime, and of course, Lord knows we need to get that done. There's additional stimulus checks beyond the $600 that just went out. You know, there was the proposal to make that a $2,000 check,
and so it would be an additional
$1,400. Yeah, correct.
Right. Okay.
So on top of the $600, the $1,400 would get to the $2,000 that some had proposed initially. And there's a lot of money to help support testing and vaccine distribution, and a lot of money to help support state and local governments. So it's an interesting package.
Ron, I remember in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was elected, and even before he took office, there were signs that the economy was going to really improve maybe rapidly. And that came in the form of indications that consumer confidence was up. And consumer confidence is that intangible that in a lot of ways drives the economy. People are confident, they spend money. They're not confident, they hold back on their money. Do you sense that consumer confidence was very high under President Trump? Do you think it will stay the same?
I honestly don't know, Scoot. I think it's going to be kind of tepid until we see some evidence that this is going to work in terms of job recovery, which I think is the biggest thing out there. And I think most Americans are probably feeling like if we can get our hands around the virus and get the vaccination moving, that, yeah, the confidence will be there that then we can make this work. So I don't know if it's ticked up currently. I think it could tick up if we start to see that the vaccination is moving ahead.
All right. Ron Samford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Again, thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure, Scoot.
All right, Ron, have a great day.
Take care, you too.